2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good evening, 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Temperatures slipping in Salt Lake City. We're at 28. Snow is falling. KSL's top story. The storm is picking up from Salt Lake to Weber County, and it's getting harder and harder for drivers to see in all this snow. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is out in the storm with the latest. Amy.
Jeff, for the most part, drivers are taking it slow. They're forced to on the freeways because of all the traffic that's just moving at a snail's pace. But I've driven around for the last few hours and seen several drivers also taking turns too quickly or getting overconfident and speeding up only to slow down at a snowier patch or when traffic starts getting thicker. And the storm has also intensified. It's still just snow slush mix on the road, but as we keep getting more snow, no, it's just making it slicker. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
We're already seeing traction laws in effect in Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons. Driving conditions are hazardous along the Wasatch Front, as you just heard. So we have some reminders about how to get home safe.
Whether we get a lot or a little, days like today are when we have to sharpen up behind the wheel.
You know, another question that we got asked was, you know, how much snow or how much rain or how much moisture does it take before these roads can become dangerous? And the answer to that is any amount can.
Sergeant Mark Wine with the Salt Lake City Police Department says slowing down even below the speed limit if needed and increasing the distance between you and the next car are a huge part of safely navigating harsh weather. He says if you get in a crash, try to move out of the road and call 911 if you need help. Regardless, be prepared for anything.
Make sure that your car has a full tank of gas. Make sure you have some blankets, some water, just in case something might happen that leaves you on the side of the road.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Charges have been filed against the Clearfield man accused of killing his grandparents last week. KSL.com reports 26-year-old Jeremy Dwayne Belt is facing capital murder charges, which means he could get the death penalty. Prosecutors have asked he be held in jail without bail. Primary Children's Hospital says they're postponing 50 pre-scheduled surgeries this week because of this surge in RSV cases.
Dr. Andrew Pavia with Intermountain Primary Children's Hospital says they're making the hard decision of delaying around 10% of pre-scheduled surgeries because they're understaffed and because simply they don't have anywhere to put them.
What we really don't have is beds to keep a child after surgery.
Dr. Pavia says over the past 2 years, due to COVID and confinement, many kids were not exposed to RSV and the flu, and they've come back with a vengeance. He recommends keeping your kids at home and away from anyone showing symptoms, and to talk to your doctor if they're sick and having difficulty breathing. Carlos Artiles Fortun, KSL News Radio.
Protests over the China lockdowns over COVID have rattled financial markets. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, among those protests, workers at the world's largest iPhone plant, which was forced to shut down because of the unrest. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the protests could have a major impact on the supply chain.
China still struggling with COVID. There's an impact on the economy.
The Dow, NASDAQ, and the S&P all closing down about 1.5%. Residents near Hawaii's Mauna Loa volcano are being told to review their evacuation plans. The world's largest active volcano has started to erupt for the first time in nearly four decades. County Civil Defense Administrator Talmadge Magno says that they've been reaching out to residents.
We were way overdue for a Mauna Loa eruption, and so we had prepared.
Experts say it's too soon to know whether lava might find its way through a crack in the mountain. Southwest Airlines has now canceled its flights in and out of Hilo due to volcanic ash in the air. In Georgia, early voting now underway. It's in a key Senate runoff election. Republican Herschel Walker challenging Senator Raphael Warnock, the Democratic incumbent, speaking at Morehouse College in Atlanta today.
This race really is not about party, but it is about who has the character and the competence to represent all the people of Georgia.
Walker was holding a rally at virtually the same time. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
An Arizona county has refused to certify the midterm election results.
Today, the Cochise County Board of Supervisors voted 2-1 to postpone approving its county's final vote count. Initially, it was done in, quote, solidarity with Maricopa County voters after roughly 70 voting centers experienced down tabulators due to printing issues on Election Day. The board will now meet again Friday and is asked to hear from other election officials about what happened, despite Maricopa County's Board of Supervisors insisting no voters were unable to vote. The Arizona Secretary of State's office is considering legal action. Patricia Valencia, KTAR News.
A Salt Lake City late night pizza stop is shutting its downtown location.
Everybody can relax. Big Daddy's Pizza is only moving.
800 South and 170 East. It's like less than a mile.
The current location has been bought to build student housing. But don't stress, the new Big Daddy's Pizza joint will be open in the first week of January.
You know, we'll still make the best pizza and we deliver all night long. That's what we always do.
Hugo Ricard Bell, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 6:05.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.